Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit. Hello again, everybody. Welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios just off the Oxford Square. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Probably most known to you from the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3/now Rivals. The merger has happened. So On3 and Rivals, the longest high school recruiting brand since any of us have been around. Rivals has joined On3. We're very excited about that. And I'm certainly excited to be sitting here with Carter Short, Ole Miss football long snapper, to play the second of my Rebel Gamers. The first was Raymond Collins, who absolutely obliterated me. It was brutal, bro. I mean, it was absolutely brutal. He said that he wasn't even trying, which made it worse. You know?
Yeah. Also, that's, Ray. That's maybe some Ray talk. I don't know.
But it was true. It was like, you know, I appreciate the no humble at this point. You know, I mean, yeah. You know, you can't be humble about this here. But in this edition, I will be Kentucky or he will be Kentucky. We haven't figured that part out. What we have figured out is that he's sitting here at the Riverland Roofing Studio, 662-644-4297. All your roofing needs, Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com. Carter, how we doing, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, ready for camp.
Now, here's the funny thing. When I pitched this to Carter, like quite literally just a few minutes ago, he was like, dude, I don't even really game good because I'm 40 years young and I suck at it now. So we're going to be an even match. But what I think will happen is that the Ole Miss Rebels will win. And really, we're going to get to know Carter Short. He's now going into his second full year starting for Ole Miss as its long snapper. All 13 games last year, Ole Miss again won 10 games for the third time in 4 years. And this year, he steps back into the same role, but you got some new guys to work with, especially they'll be kicking the ball. So we're going to be talking about all that, but first we roll out. Okay, so you're going to exit up on me? Are we good? Yeah. Here we go. Advance to the game, and we're on. We're on. How did we lose to Kentucky last year? That's where we started before we even recorded, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, because TJ Dottery sat in that seat, and, you know, we didn't game because, God, he would have absolutely destroyed me. But we were talking about all the how last season went and stuff like that, and, bro, one of the first things he talked about was like, God, the Kentucky game just ate at him. I mean, you're just as much a part of it, man. You're starting and playing all those snaps and how that's going. When do you have like Kentucky PSD, you know, when somebody brings it up?
For sure. That was my first SEC game.
Oh, wow. Yeah that's right.
So, that one was a real one.
At one point, what was the odds that y'all had? 99.9?
Yeah, it was like a 99% chance to win.
What is the one thing that you remember about the game?
Oh, man, a lot. The feeling sucked for sure, but I don't know. Playing the first SEC game right out of the tunnel in SEC and the Bot Hemingway was pretty sick.
When did you start to go, we might have a problem?
Probably around then, around that fourth down play.
Oh, wow. Okay. The Barry and Brown play. Yeah. Now Barry and Brown is at LSU, which is still just wild to me. Another transfer target for Ole Miss that looks nothing like Jackson.
Nothing like him.
Nothing. Now Kentucky is Ole Miss's second opponent in 2025. This is supposed to be I got to play defense. This has got to be at least for our Ole Miss Rebels here in Carter Short, Ole Miss long snapper. This has to be an Ole Miss rematch win, right? I mean, because like I was telling you, TJ Dottery sat here, others sat here.
Yeah.
The Kentucky loss is just, it's still hurting, right?
Yeah, for sure. But it's a new year, new team. Be fun to see what happens this year.
Okay. So when you look around, it's so much new. What was that like in the spring? What's it been like in the summer? Just all those new guys. I mean, what's the locker room like?
Spring was fun. I really enjoyed all the new guys and being around them, getting to know them, got to work out with a bunch of the new guys. And it was a lot of fun. They worked hard. They were a real rule following team this year, I would say. It was a lot of fun. We put in a lot of good work this spring.
Well, there, like you mentioned, there's so much new to it. Is it like
I ain't punting.
Of course not. If you did that, I would be no.
Let's see what they're gonna have for me.
The best part of this is Carter's more worried about this than he is talking to me. Cause he's like, I don't want to embarrass myself. Yeah, but like, no, dude,
I'm horrible at video games.
And that's great. Here, you do what you, oh crap. I was supposed to strafe.
Oh no. Oh, here we go.
All right, here. Here. You're always gonna be offense then. all right, okay. All right. Cause we're not, there's no way Dane Key even there anymore? No Dane Key left. Yeah, he's gone now.
I don't know. Where'd he go?
God, where did that? Because Ole Miss like talked to Nebraska.
He went to Nebraska. Yeah,
Nebraska.
I remember when he came on his visit.
And you know what? The like every time I think of Nebraska now, like legendary, college football program. Okay.
You sure you want me on offense?
Right Shoot, here? I don't know, man. Dude, why did you not put? Should I be on offense the whole time?
I don't know.
Oh gosh, I'll say because I'm gonna get that stand. I'm gonna get that goal line stand.
There you go. All right, let's see.
But now all I think about when I think about Nebraska, which is like the story. I mean, I'm a 90s kid. You're probably right. Like a 20, what? 20, when did you
graduate? Oh, when I graduated high school?
Yeah.
21.
21. Yeah. When were you born?
02.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a fifth year senior.
Oh, my goodness. Graduated. Well, all I think about now from the 90s, you know, it used to be like the Cornhuskers and those Eric Crouch and all those kind of guys. And now I think about our man who's playing quarterback just cosplaying Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You know, it's kind of weird.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It is weird.
I hear you. Oh, crap. I got him. Don't worry. Hey, that's fine. That's a goal on stand.
Okay, you want a field goal?
Well, yeah, and then because you don't know how to kick field goals.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, so fifth year senior Carter, you come from Hoover, Alabama. Where did you start out, though?
I went to Alabama my first year.
Did you walk on?
Yeah, I walked on. I got a preferred walk on, so they don't offer snapper scholarships.
You made it.
Did I?
Oh, dang it. He screwed up and made it. Oh, man. That's way better. Okay. All right. I'll be Ole Miss. I'm going to score. I'm going to take us down. All right. So you started at Hoover. Like you walked on at Alabama. So Nick Saban was your first coach.
He was my first coach.
What was that like?
It was cool. I grew up an Alabama fan. My dad and my older brother and my dad played baseball at Alabama.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I grew up an Alabama fan. It was a dream come true. Went there and there with another freshman. We kind of battled out at fall camp. I ended up being the backup. And then kind of after the season, kind of went to my coaches and was like, am I going to get another chance to compete at this thing or is he going to have the job? And
right.
They were like, if you want to go play, like, might want to go get in the portal. It was the first year of the portal. It was the first year of the NIL stuff happening. So it was a lot of changing in college football my first year. And but that was awesome. Yeah, I got to go to – we won the SEC championship that year. I got to go to – we went to the national championship that year.
Yeah.
And we lost to Georgia. But
so you got a ring. Oh, yeah, y'all lost that one.
Yeah, I have an SEC ring, though.
Oh, that is so dope. Yeah, I
get that out of it.
Hey, I'm running an option with Henry Parrish down your throat. Oh. Okay, we got to celebrate that. All right, so, like, did you do the whole so wait, when did Saban leave? He didn't leave till after you're gone.
Yeah, he left the year after.
All right. So what was the conversation like when you're deciding to go somewhere else?
Well, it was pretty straightforward. Hey, coach, what I got to play?
Yeah.
Go somewhere else. Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah. He straight up said that to you.
Yeah, yeah. All the coaches were kind of telling me the same thing, like go somewhere else. And they were a lot of help in the portal with me, for me and stuff, talking to a lot of places. I had a lot of offers from other places.
And but then, I mean, it was that cut and dry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which now looking back, like I'm super thankful for.
Mm.
Like he could have said, just stay here. You'll get another shot, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it's super straightforward, which is awesome.
Yeah. So, I think what's really the best part of that is like they helped you in the portal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're not helping Ole Miss's rematch right now against Kentucky. We're down 3-0 after the first quarter. Maybe I shouldn't have done the accelerated clock here. Carter, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're not. All right. So like, what all options did you have in the portal? Who all did you talk to? Who all reached out to you in Alabama and Nick Saban helping you? Who all did you talk to?
Troy was a big one. I really like Troy a lot. Western Kentucky was one. There we go.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good.
Funny enough, Mississippi State reached out. And then the guy that was here before, I don't know if you remember Marty Biagi.
Oh, yeah.
So the guy that was here before him, God, I can't remember his name. He reached out and then 2 days later went to the Rams. So that was fun.
Well, because you're probably thinking, oh, this might work for me, you know?
And then Biagi got here and...
I'm so bad at kicking field goals. He did it on accident, man. He did it on accident. Meanwhile, I can't do it. And I've tried. All I do is play Road to Glory, which is like the solo stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just want to be the quarterback for Ole Miss.
That's right.
You know, does that make me a nerd? Yes. Do I care? No, I do not. Carter, I do not. I'm very proud of that. All right. So what separated Ole Miss then amongst these options, including Mississippi State and Troy? And Troy's the home state school. I mean, that's close to home.
Yeah,
I mean,
very close to home. It's a couple hours from Hoover. Yeah, I was I don't know, I love Troy, but I couldn't turn down the SEC. And when I came over here for a practice, I was like, this place is nothing like Bama.
How do you mean?
It was just like kind of loose, kind of like, oh, their music playing at practice. And
so no music at Alabama?
Not at practice with Saban.
You better snap the ball. Or don't, you know, it'd be way better if you didn't.
I forgot I was on.
Okay, so what was a practice like? Yeah, what's the difference then? That's fascinating. Yeah, Lane practice and Nick Saban practice. Well,
a lot of the stuff was similar, like structure of how practice would go, like having special teams and team run, like all the periods and stuff like that. But it's just kind of loose over here in Oxford and at Ole Miss. When I came here to practice, I was shocked just hearing music at practice.
Yeah.
Like that was a huge difference to me. I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they're having fun out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we had fun at Bama and stuff. It's just different.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. And I loved how the special team stuff went and stuff like that. And I like Biagi a lot. I like the group of guys they had here a lot. I actually knew a couple of them from camps.
You're not helping. You're not helping the call, Abraham. I can't do it. okay. Yeah. So you had a couple other offers in Ole Miss. Like, what separated Ole Miss outside? Was it that difference, that cultural difference?
And, I wanted to get out of Tuscaloosa. I had spent my whole life in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. And all I really needed was about a year there to realize that. And so I loved Oxford.
Wow.
I loved Oxford. I love hanging around the guys here.
There you go. There we go. We're on the way. I mean, no, he's trying to win. Yeah, he's trying to play this well, and I'm not the one sucking, I promise. I'm the guy who plays, and I suck terrible at this.
Yeah, I loved Oxford. Loved the square, like all that stuff. When I first got here, his first impression was awesome.
Had you ever been to Ole Miss? I mean, you were raised an Alabama fan. Had you ever been to Ole Miss before?
Yeah, when they beat Alabama.
In 2014, yeah. Bo Wallace, shout out my guy, former Ole Miss quarterback. So you were there.
Yeah, and I'd been to watch my brother play baseball. So I've been to baseball games, so I got to see the
backfield. Like the beer showers
The beer showers. So that stuff was cool, and I always remember.
No, he tried to get that ball. Darn.
Shoot, yeah, I'm going to punt here.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You know, I'm going to return left, just to let you know where I'm coming from.
I don't know how to.
It's already the 2-minute timeout. That's even funnier. All right. Anyway, keep going there. That's really good. Like you're there for in the Grove, and I, like you saw them get beat, and like, that's a legendary game. And yeah. I was in the corner end zone when Jalen Walton caught the touchdown to go ahead in the final seconds, and then when Sinquez got the toe tap for the interception to beat y'all. Well, not crazy. Y'all. You're an Ole Miss Rebel now, but
we got out of there pretty early.
Oh, really? Yeah. Y'all left?
Yeah.
Was that one of the things like Dad's like, oh, I'm not staying for this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My dad used to do the exact same thing, man. I'm like, I wanted to stay, you know, because I like watching ball. Oh, no, I'm not going to let you get set, sir. Look at that. Hey, Caden Lee, tell me about Caden.
Oh, man, I love Caden.
I love this cat. Honeycomb is one of the dopest nicknames ever.
Yeah,
I told him that. I love that. But, man, how he's leveled up. What have you seen out of him, the difference you've seen in him?
Yeah, I mean, he works hard. He works really hard. He doesn't take a rep off. I've noticed that a lot. He works hard in the weight room, works hard in the runs, always going 100%. The dude just gets after it with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You come to Ole Miss. What was their pitch to you? You know, when you come to practice, you see the cool practice, you see all that stuff. Like, did they say, hey, we want you to come in and compete to start?
Yeah,
And that's all you need.
That's all I wanted was a chance to compete. Mm. And I wanted, I wanted to travel. That was a big thing because a lot of long snappers don't.
Hey, don't throw in the double covers. That was really stupid. I'm more fascinated by this than the stupid game at this point.
Yeah, a lot of places only travel one long snapper.
Yeah,
and that was one thing Alabama did. And I was just like, if I want to travel.
You want to feel a part of it.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, I suck at 2 minute offense. He never plays video games, yeah. Y'all. And I don't play them either. All right, you just do something that's going to allow me to try to kick this. Maybe I should let you kick it because you actually made the friggin' field goal.
I'll just go.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to do it like this right here. Watch it. Boom. I did the best I could.
You made it.
Proud of us.
There you go.
I'm proud of us, man. Oh, golly. That was more nerve-wracking than anything that's happened all day. Oh, good grief, because I'm just trying to make sure that Ole Miss wins, because y'all are going to beat them in Kentucky this year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, no, we're not making any guarantees because, you know, we don't do a bulletin board. I don't think it matters. They don't believe they're going to lose to Kentucky next year. It's important for the season. No, any games. I mean, that's the mindset, quite frankly. And like y'all were placing over 70% of your starting 22, and yet I walked out. I was out there for practices. I saw it all. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't see a huge drop-off. Barry Brown was open. Hey, that's what makes it even more frustrating, because Vandegrift, God bless the guy, but I mean, y'all lost to a real estate agent. You know what I mean?
I know. He retired from football.
He retired. Yeah. He just said, I'm good. You know, I got my moment, my one shining moment. I'm out of here. Oh, all right. I don't know why I just predicted you to do a run up the middle. What is this?
Oh, no.
Oh, did I get a safety?
I don't know.
Time out. Hey, I still got time. Hey, that's just good clock management. Look at me. I'm learning. Look at old Ginger Shrek here. So who was all in the room when you came to Ole Miss? Who was starting in for Ole Miss?
Specialist?
Yeah. Like who's like the snapper then?
Oh, it was Jared Lawrence.
Jared Lawrence. Man, yeah. That's
I think he started for three years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then Probst was before him. And Jared was the snapper. And I was the only other snapper then with Jared. And then Costa was a kicker. And then Jonathan Cruz was the starting kicker then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought in Cruz from Charlotte. Cruz is a good dude.
And then, I completely forgot about Jonathan Cruz because the names all change all the time. Oh, yes, yeah. Jonathan Cruz.
Yeah.
Jonathan Cruz. Great. He was great for Ole Miss in his time. Good dude, you said, right?
Oh, great guy. I love Cruz. He's my roommate on the road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And going on the road, like, when did you start going on the road with Ole Miss? When did that happen?
The Georgia Tech. The Georgia Tech game that year in 22.
What?
Yeah, so the first away game we had, I got to travel.
You know, I wish Juice would have stayed in bounds. I wish Juice would have done a lot of things different last year. So you trapped that was your first at Georgia Tech.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Getting to do that was cool.
That's terrible.
Oh no.
Dude, that's so bad. Just run into the The thing is, I knew it was double covers too. I don't know why I was just like just pushing buttons at this point. All right, let's run out the clock here. Oh God, let you get to half. My God, I'm letting you down, Ole Miss fan. Don't ever count on me. Hopefully, like I'm setting up a tournament. Now you're going to be a part of it. And I've already talked about it with Raymond Collins. We're going to do like we're going to get on a roof somewhere on the square whenever the new one comes out.
Yeah.
And we're going to just like get a bunch of y'all's teammates and y'all just can play, right? Thanks for helping me out, man.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bro. You got to get up there with us, and then I'll let other people play because I can't play.
Yeah,
I'm too old for that. Like, don't let this baby face fool you. I'm old, bro. I'm just gonna let it run out.
Yeah,
you're gonna come. You'll come play now that you've got some experience, and we got.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to practice for.
Or just let you and me be the opening round.
Yeah,
and then like you can just be, so you'll get a good W on the to start out, feel a little good, but no, then you can check out later and just drink with me, you know, maybe it'll be fine. Okay. So when did you started traveling with Georgia Tech? Your first start came this year, right?
Yeah, this past year.
Yeah, this past year, like the season opener and stuff like that. What were the nerves like, right? What was that like going out there?
Because
that's a long journey. You went from Alabama, the place you were like you were a fan of growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Saban, this is a kid from Hoover, bro. I mean, like, that's a dude from New Albany going to Ole Miss, right? Oh, gosh, I got to kick off to you. So what was that like? What were the nerves like the first time you're lined up? Because you've done it. It's procedural. You know how to, snap a ball. Yeah. But, was it heck yeah, I did it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. How to get the first one out of the way.
Yeah.
The nerves in the first one were high.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a little shaking of the hands with all?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. First PAT was, yeah.
Oh, dude, that one would be way worse. Like I would rather snap a punt because it feels like I got a little bit more margin for error on my first one than snapping a PAT.
Yeah, for sure. And when you're punt snapping, you kind of just throw it as hard as you can back at them. Feel like you kind of got to be accurate and close, and there's a lot going on. A lot of big dudes around you too.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
What's your favorite part of the job? Is it the snapping, or is it running down like on a punt because you're a former fullback at Hoover, Alabama. Yeah. Dude, they used to make TV shows about Hoover High School. Did you play at Hoover High?
Yeah.
And he was a fullback at Hoover High, dude. You see what I'm saying? Like, we talked about this before. What makes a good snapper then? Like, what separates you? I think it's one, you got to be able to, there's the tackling component, like all the good things, right? What is it?
The snapping part is the most important. It's right. Snap first. Yeah. Coaches always say that. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And then, nowadays we got to be able to protect too. We got to block. And then getting downfield, being fast, getting off blocks, being able to force a fair catch because really you're unblocked most of the time.
Mm.
And then forcing a fair catch is the biggest thing we do as a long snapper. So just getting down there and making presence because they don't know. They're not looking down. They're not seeing me coming down there.
When did don't help my Micah Taylor's now at Southern Miss. Oh no, will he break it, folks? He tried. He really tried. And I really didn't know what to do with myself the whole time. What's your favorite part of the job? Is it like, I would think a former fullback, Hoover High.
Yeah.
You've obviously been you got into football to hit, not to snap. Right. So I would think going down to and trying to knock somebody out, bro.
That's fun. But I like putting points on the board.
Yeah.
That's a fun feeling. Kind of like bailing out sometimes. That's a lot of fun when we got there and make a big kick.
Juice dropped the pass for me, Carter. Did he? Was that the wrong read? Probably.
I don't know.
Did it hit him in the hands, friend? Yes, it did. It did. Scoring.
Putting points on the board is fun.
Yeah. Oh, what was the most fun kick or kick to snap for game winning thing that you did, like you've done so far?
At Ole Miss?
Yeah, so far.
The Georgia field goal from the 48, whatever it was against Georgia.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then the last two field goals at the end of the game were kind of to seal it.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
What was the celebration like at Georgia? Because for what it meant at the time, the Florida loss that happened. But for what it meant at the time, it was like there was this incredible feeling of relief. And just like accomplishment, it's like in all of this share, it was a really cool Ole Miss day, right? So being on the field and in those moments, that had to feel
it was nuts.
A highlight, life highlight so far, right?
Yeah, it was insane. That was the most fun game I've ever got to be a part of. That was awesome.
Okay, here's one for you. Why did I do that? I got to stop throwing interceptions. if you could, would you trade that win for wins over Florida and Kentucky, but then you lose to Georgia? The math, you're probably going to the playoff, you know?
Yeah.
No, or was it just like that special? You don't get.
I don't know. I mean, that win was nuts. I wish we'd have both.
Yes. Should have.
Yeah.
Should have had all three, right? What makes you bullish about this team? What makes you think that this one can do it again like the rest of them? There's been, I mean, 10 wins in like three of the last 4 years for you, man. Like,
yeah.
What do you like about this group, man? And then I got to ask you about the new Australian punter, 24 years old, Oscar.
Oh, yeah, I love Oscar. I love that guy. This team, they're hungry. They want to win. That's for sure. They love to compete, too. A lot of guys, I don't know how many of them, are this their first time at a SEC school or Power 5 school, whatever it is now, Power 4.
I think it's Power 4 now. Yeah. I got confused on that quite literally writing a story the other day, bud. I was like, oh, God, is it 4 or 5? Yeah. Anyway, but yeah.
And like they want to compete. They want to win. Like they're going hard everywhere in practice. And that's what has been fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Guys get after it, especially in special teams.
Do you get to hit much in practice?
Yeah, we do tackling every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, we do with special teams. It's fun.
So it's just y'all?
No, it's the special teams.
Right.
Like it's, yeah.
All right. Who do you usually get lined up on?
Oh, depends. I've had some tough ones.
Who's the hardest you've gone against?
You don't want to have to go against Ray.
Who's
Ray McCollins?
Oh.
Yeah. Because we just switch out who's the
Ray and
stuff like that. Yeah. You don't want to have to do that. Micah last year was shifty. Micah Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't fun to try to tackle. Like guys like that. Just.
Y'all don't like get on the boards and stuff anymore, do you?
No, we don't get them, not much. No.
Yeah. That's just for stupid fun sometimes, maybe.
Yeah. Some guys are going.
That used to be like the punishment in high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
make you get on the boards with your guy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So y'all do tackling on Tuesdays?
Yeah. More full pads. It's fun.
What's the best tackle you've made in your college career so far?
Ooh.
Do you remember
I got in on one on my second punt of the year. Maybe it was the first punt. Was it Furman?
Yeah.
Last year? Yeah.
I think I almost punted against Furman.
I think we punted one time. Who did we play the second? It might have been the second. It was my second punt, I think, of the year.
Okay.
I got in on one, and that's probably memorable.
See, that's the beauty of being a snapper for Lane Kiffin, too. He doesn't love to punt.
Yeah. really kick field goals.
I forgot who I was for a second there. I couldn't remember if I was Ole Miss. See, we've done the assignment. Like now it's just bleed the clock and it's over. Yeah. You know, this is really an embarrassment for myself, but the content is gold because this is a former Alabama kid under Nick Saban who got a shot at Ole Miss and is now an Ole Miss Rebel from Hoover, Alabama. Look at the toe touch. I'm not going to lie. That one's kind of pretty. Yeah, That was kind of nice. Oh,
Trey
San Diego.
Do that before.
I almost said San Diego, but yeah, Los Angeles Chargers now.
Yeah,
the most obvious top two round pick of all the Ole Miss picks.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Trey Amos is already doing stuff for the Washington Commanders. Jackson's already pushing for the Giants.
Jay Watt.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, a lot of stuff being said about him.
It used to be like. It's hard now to really know your whole team anymore. What was the kinship like last year, and what's the kinship like so far this year with this group?
It's definitely a lot different this year than last year. Last year, like the guys I came in with, we're still here. Like Eli Acker and all those guys. Yeah. Now they're gone. It's definitely a little different. Especially for like it's really just like me, Tyler Banks, and a couple other guys that have really been here since I got here. But I love the new guys. I love change. Like, it's awesome. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like getting to know new people. It's been fun.
Have you always been kind of like a social butterfly like that? You like the party guy?
Yeah, I like getting to know new people. Yeah.
Okay, we got to run up the score real quick. Got him. Nope. Jackson got pressured. And that did happen against Kentucky last year. I've already done that many plays. I'm kicking a field goal.
All right,
you know who's going to be snapping right now? Who's that snapping?
No, that'd be me.
Yes, it would. Okay, but here's the problem. Your kicker's me. Dude, I think I just tanked it.
I made it.
Friend, that's called personal growth, friends. Personal growth. Look at that. Snap and hold. They got Walker holding. Walker, now the quarterback at ULL.
Yeah, we had to get the keg leg in there. Oh, off the post.
Off the post.
Snuck it in.
I don't want to get out of this game without asking you about like the new guys. Oscar Bird,
new
24-year-old freshman punter from Australia.
Yeah.
What's it like? What's the chemistry like there? What are your first impressions of him as a punter? I mean, what's the whole rundown?
The dude can punt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's unbelievable talent. He's good. He's definitely had to make a little bit of an adjustment getting into football, American football, rather than their Australian football.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Like, first day is here. Where do I stand? Yeah, how far back do I go? I don't know, yards. I do meters. And this is just funny. Then, like, all doing that stuff. But when I got here, it was also Fraser's first year, so I'd kind of helped out with.
So you'd been through that before?
Yeah, actually, my first year at Bama too. We had a first year Australian, so I've had to do that a few times. So
yeah, that's probably one of the biggest responsibilities for your off season is helping with that, like an acclimation with that for the new guy. I mean, and especially with your past history having done it, that's real value, man. Like that really matters.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You got to pretty much teach the guy football, like how do we do things in football, how we go out and fourth down.
What's the first thing they usually ask? Which way are we going?
Yeah, that or which way do I kick it? Where do I, yeah. But now he's actually picked up on it really. We picked up on it really well in the spring.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty.
Well, my man's 24.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope that he'd be able to pick it up pretty quick now. I mean, this is grown man. I can't even stop you.
Yeah, and he played.
I'm just like Oscar, man. Like, dude, that's a grown ass man. You know what I mean?
He is. Yeah, he is. What's it called? He played professional sports over in Australia,
though. Oh yeah.
Yeah, the footy or whatever they play.
Well, this is like a new, like not a new thing. It's been happening pretty regularly these days, but like I got him. Let's go. You did that on purpose, but I don't care. We're taking it to the what a terrible, terrible celebration. I tried to die.
Yeah, I know. Normally they do the cool.
It looked like Isaiah busted an ACL there. God bless him. That looked terrible. But this has been something that's been happening, man, is like getting Australian footballers.
It feels like everybody's got one now.
Yeah. It's like a scouting thing. And what's like, I guess it's just because the natural just the natural adjustment or like, I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
like
it's kind of cool. They say like how we grow up, like throwing a ball, catching a ball, that kind of thing. They grew up kicking.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's that's like really rugby, cool. They kick. And then like they grew up punting the ball. Like in their game, like that they play, they literally just punt it back and forth to each other. Can't throw it. You have to kick it to them. So that's where that's awesome. That Aussie end over end rugby style kick comes from, them doing that. And then they pick up on it really easily.
That is so cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. And you can do a lot more different things with an Australian punter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been fun. They can do the spiral kick. They can do the.
Yeah. They can put some sauce on it. Yeah, like they can dot it and stuff.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
So it's pretty cool to see.
It's like become the norm now, especially for like the most high competitive teams in college, well, in the SEC.
Yeah.
Right.
Almost pretty much everybody in the SEC now, I think, got one.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Did Saban start that?
No, LSU did.
LSU.
A while ago. I don't even know what I just did.
I don't either.
Yeah. All right.
It's fine. Hey, we did. We did what we were supposed to do. Wow.
Oh, it worked.
Was that Berrien? I don't know. I hate that guy right now.
Yeah.
The worst part is he pushed off in the game last year. I just want to get that out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to make that very, very clear. All you Kentucky fans are going to be, what? It's true. But it's not knocking. They won the game. But still, I'm not even going to play defense.
All right.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm thinking making things worse. See, if I just let you, because you don't really care anymore.
No.
Yeah. We've been having a good conversation about actual fun stuff here in the Riverland Roofing Studios just off the Oxford Square. This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. RiverlandRoofing.com. Also a new kicker in Lucas Caniero from Western Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Lucas. And,
Lucas. Yeah. what's your impressions of him? Because Jake Schoonover talked to him not too terribly long ago, and he's been really impressed. He said they like him a lot, man.
Yeah, dude. Lucas is
not a kickoff guy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Accurate is all good.
He can kick off.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been hitting a lot of kickoffs recently. He's pretty solid at those too, but his field goal accuracy and it's unbelievable. He's one of the best kickers I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Caden was so good.
Dude, Caden. Yeah. Caden was unreal.
So good.
The Jets.
Yeah, dude. Jets, he's gotten two guys already cut.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, go look it up, Ole Miss fans. We're telling you, like, listen, they've already done it twice. He's already done it to two guys there for Jets in OTAs, and he's moving, man. He's got a real shot.
Yeah, for sure.
And he was here, man. He did a podcast when we were doing the Ivy League with Jared Ivy. And, man, I tell you, oh, gosh, do not throw it to Circle. If you'd have thrown it to Circle, dude, it was an easy tutty. It was an easy tutty. But, again, you don't play video games.
No, I don't.
And we did what we needed to do.
Yeah, the TV's a little far from
it. You know? It is. I made you say, but also like the conversation has been exactly. Man, this has been great to get to know you, dude. And like,
yeah.
I got to speed it up because I want y'all to leave no doubt next year, please, for Kentucky.
Yeah,
I trust you. I mean, former Hoover fullback, when you get down there, you lay some punishment now.
Yeah, no punts.
But like, all right, if you had to play any other position in a pinch, what would you pick?
Quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Like, you got the – can you throw dimes?
Not as much as I wish I could, but, dude, I'd love – yeah, they're playing
quarterback. What I'm saying is, knowing you're – like, you didn't get to play quarterback in high school. Who you are.
What would I want to do?
What do you want to do?
I mean, if I was about 6'4".
Yeah.
And, like, 240, 250, I'd want to play tight end.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah. I want to blow somebody out and go catch a pass over middle.
And really a lot of standing up, like, in the slot, too.
Yeah, I'd
like
to do a little bit of that. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be fun.
Speaking of which, our tight ends look pretty good.
I'm saying Luke Haas, man.
Yeah.
Y'all obviously talked to him about his hair.
not really, not much.
Oh, that's just Ben being dumbass. I'm sorry.
We kind of just let him have it.
Which is, again, grown men. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's a grown like man that, football. That man's here to do two things, smoke cigarettes and score touchdowns, and he's all out of cigarettes. Also, this isn't fair, man. I was supposed to start with Austin. He's the quarterback now. Touchdown. There we go. This is beautiful. See, we now switch.
All right.
Because the whole time I play with the opposing team, and man, I suck at this game. It's 31-3. You're kicking your field goal, man. Extra point. Caden has been tearing me up again 2 weeks in a row.
Oh no.
Right. But it doesn't matter. The thing is, snap was choice. The snap was perfect. It was perfect. The game you're most looking forward to right now, here now, the opener.
Yeah, definitely the opener. I'm ready to start back.
Is it? It's your last year, though, man.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's right.
What's that like for you?
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Oh yeah, really. Oh gosh.
Dead gum. That guy was fast. Yeah, he was. This reminds me of Barry and Brown last year against Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm ready to just get it rolling. I love the season. It's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So do you call yourself an Ole Miss Rebel? Like, you're not, there's no like dual citizenship or anything with Alabama, is there? It's like,
oh no, I'm a Rebel.
Yeah.
No, this is
bleeding red and blue now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might stay around Oxford.
What do you want to do? You got to go try to snap at the next level.
Yeah, definitely going to give it a shot. Gonna do a pro day.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, dude, give it my best shot. And then whatever happens, happens. But, not sure.
Do you notice that all I do is run comeback routes?
Yeah. You like those comebacks? Huh?
Come back here and what just pour back into the community? I mean, what's the
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hadn't really figured it out a whole lot yet.
I'd hope not. Don't let this happen.
Oh no.
What was he doing?
I don't know.
Good thing though, man. That was
what's it called? I did an internship with a
I've been playing terrible, man. I've
Ole Miss for a minute. You've been kicking my butt.
I did an internship with a wealth management firm out of Hoover.
Oh wow!
Called Radiant Capital, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm a business. I just graduated with a business major.
Oh,
so that was a lot of fun. I love the investment stuff, the stock market, things like that.
You know who I love? Like Trey Washington's a good Ole Miss Rebel, man.
Yeah, he's from Birmingham.
Did y'all know each other beforehand or anything? Like, y'all run into?
No, I knew his cousin went to Hoover. I played his cousin. So I kind of had that tie. But me and him were friends going all the way through. So it was a lot of fun. Trey's a great guy.
And he's now on with the Indianapolis Colts, man. Yeah. And like a dying breed in college football these days. Like, he's at the same place for four straight years, played every single year. Man, what a big Ole Miss Rebel he was.
He's an awesome guy.
So you're going to do the pro day, obviously.
Yeah, I'll do the pro day. And then whatever, if I get invited to the combine, do the combine. Do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Give it my best shot.
What can you run in a 40?
I don't know. We'll see. I hadn't ran one.
You never run one?
No, I mean, we've trained for it and stuff like that, but I haven't got one on the.
You don't have to do anything officially or anything. Oh, Ole Miss. So 1-1. No, Ole Miss is 2-0 so far in 2026 in Ben's playthrough of College Football 25, waiting for the release of the new one. Ole Miss football players have come and hung out with me. Raymond Collins was first and beat the crap out of me. And then Carter shorts is down and beats the crap out of me, too. I'm terrible at this game. And also, he never played it at all, but we got what we needed to get done.
Yeah, we did.
Ole Miss got the win over Kentucky. But before we wrap all this stuff up, man, thank you, first of all, for sitting down here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. But You were talking about next year and your final year and all of what it'll mean to you and the games like that. What has Ole Miss meant to you and kind of like, what are you looking like? What do you like about this team as far as being a contender next year, man?
Man, Ole Miss means a lot to me.
Yeah.
It means the world to me. I got an opportunity to come here and keep playing. When I transferred here, it's like really God showed me like where I needed to be at a time in my life where I was unsure about things, but if I wanted to keep playing football, if I wanted to go somewhere else, I want to stay at Bama, what I wanted to do. And God opened up that door for me and led me here to meet some awesome people. I made lifetime friends here. And I think a lot of people do when they come to Ole Miss, because it's just, I think that's just what happens here. And it's been awesome, man. Ole Miss means the world to me.
Yeah.
I want my kids to come here. Like, I want to keep coming back. I'm going to keep coming back for forever, probably.
Yeah.
Keep coming back to games. This place has been awesome. It's been a true blessing to be here.
Well, dude, it's been so fun getting to know you, sitting down with you here in the Riverland Roofing Studios just off the Oxford Square. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com. I'm Ben Garrett, the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, the Fleet of On 3. Carter, man, this was so much fun. And though you're not a gamer, when we do get on the roof, Raymond, you're coming up, right?
We'll do it.
You're hanging with. Let's go. He's Carter. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.